"You are a young man, Tyrion," Mormont said. "How many winters have you seen?" He shrugged.
"Eight? Nine? I misremember."
"And all of them short?"
"As you say, my lord."
He had been born in the dead of winter, a terrible, cruel one that the maesters said had lasted near 3 years, but Tyrion's earliest memories were of spring. "When I was a boy, it was said that a long summer always meant a long winter to come. This summer has lasted 9 years, Tyrion, and a tenth will soon be upon us. Think on that."
"When I was a boy," Tyrion replied, "my wet nurse told me that one day, if men were good, the gods would give the world a summer without ending. Perhaps we've been better than we thought, and the great summer is finally at hand," he grinned.
The Lord Commander did not seem amused. "You are not fool enough to believe that, my lord. Already the days grow shorter. There can be no mistake. Aemon has had letters from the Citadel, findings in accord with his own. The end of summer stares us in the face." Mormont reached out and clutched Tyrion tightly by the hand. "You must make them understand, I tell you, my lord, the darkness is coming. There are wild things in the woods, direwolves, and mammoths, and snow bears the size of aurochs, and I've seen darker shapes in my dreams."